Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's a rad reality show, and it's Sunday night. And wow, what an amazing race! What a day of football! Some upsets, some shockers. What a day, Louie. You are live. Just to let you know. I'm going to play a little music first, and then we'll get us started. Jen Frog, I'll play some music like we like at the end of the show because I don't have time to glance at what I'm going to play. And you know what? I'm going to do this in honor of Michelle, though, even though she's not here. Just another manic Okay, Louie, yes, welcome. Thank you for co-hosting with me.
You're welcome.
On Sunday.
Not a problem.
So how was your day?
It was half good, I guess. Again, I had, being from New England, the Patriots won. But, and they won, it was a tough game. And then being a Cowboy fan, that was a whole nother story. It really sucks, Rod. I mean, your Bears lost, so you're right up there.
The Cowboys lost, making it even worse that the Bears lost because they lost to the Vikings, and I still wanted the Vikings to lose. It was a good day overall for football. I mean, there were some exciting games and everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, is our secret guest that's calling in that you know very well, is he the same area code as you?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
He should be calling around 10:10. I told him to give a shout out, so I told him to call in.
I just want to make sure I see him and I'll bring him up right away. Okay,
sure.
Speaking of, before we get going into talking about the maze race, tell us about your weekend. I know you had a fun weekend.
My weekend was fun. I was part of a fundraiser called Children's Wishes, and they called it and it was my idea. They called it the Rhode Island Amazing Wish Race, and kind of like a scavenger hunt throughout Rhode Island. All money went to the children who are terminally ill, and it's very much like Make-A-Wish Foundation. Except all the money that was raised will go to all the children in Rhode Island that are terminally ill. And it was so much fun. Michelle Costa did it with us. She was another celebrity guest. Mike Naylor did it with us. Then there was local people. Even Amadeo DiRocco, he was on American Idol. I don't know if you recall last season, he was the Italian family, and they sat around the table and stuff, if you watch American Idol.
He did it
with us, and... our names were put into this pile. Anybody who raised over $100, the people that they raffled us off, and so I got with this team. Our team was Manolo, and we actually came in third place out of 15 teams. So it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun. It was a good day, and that huge after party afterwards. So it was successful all the way around.
Yeah, so. And I heard the winner was somebody that hosts the show with me on Monday nights, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle won, that little bitch. No. She goes,
I'm going to play this for her tomorrow night.
I love Michelle to death. Don't get me wrong. I figured she's a competitor. She's a competitor. She went up to Mike.
Yeah.
And said, I'm going to be Louie's new partner because you never come to anything. And he goes, that's okay.
That's funny.
So,
I bet he doesn't care. He's like,
no.
I don't care. Okay, I'm going to bring up Mandy because she's going to come in and she's going to field chat questions. She's going to fill stuff that, you know, and fill in because I gave her, what I've done is kind of going to give some of the, my people that are part of my team each different night. And I've kind of, I know she watches Amazing Race and keeps up with it. So Mandy, you're joining us now. She's our, I'm going to call her a third wheel until I make up something cool.
Mandy's been flirting with me online.
Well, I can't help myself.
You're only human, Mandy.
That's true.
I mean, how can you... Go ahead, Mandy. Answer that one first.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Now, how are you, honey? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've got the Colts game on behind me, and I'm here.
Nice.
Now, next Sunday, I may have a hangover, but we'll deal with that when it comes to it.
That's awesome.
It's okay. It's okay to have a hangover once in a great while.
Well, next Sunday is our annual adult Halloween party.
Oh, nice.
Next Saturday.
What are you going dressed as?
Well, last year I had Snow White, and you've seen my new picture, and I'm debating because it's so cute to do it again, or maybe a flapper or one of a million other costumes I own.
Cool. Very cool. Sounds like fun.
Oh,
and I do want to talk to you, Louie, a little bit more about other charity events that you have coming up in the near future, because I know one that's in the far near future, and we'll talk about them in a little bit, but let's start about the Amazing Race and let's tell people if they want to call in and you want to ask questions, we're going to focus on, you can ask Louie questions because this is the first time he actually is up here. I mean, he's been on the show before, but I don't think we've really took questions about your season with you.
Right.
So,
that's
fine. So since our guest who's calling in will be familiar with his season too, you can call in and ask questions about their season, or we can talk about, and yes, we are an East Coast show, so we do spoil West Coasters. Sorry, West Coasters, if you haven't watched it online, I'm sorry. I tried to please you guys last season with the Jeff and Jordan one, but just didn't work. So call in at 347-237-5506 and push 1. Because that little hand comes up on my screen and it says, I want to talk. So let's start out with Louie. What we normally do when we do the Amazing Race stuff is, what did you think about tonight's show? I mean, I thought it was good.
Well, you know, Annette and Kat, the doctors, I originally picked them as, you know, one of my top three, and because I thought they were going to be, you know, a tough team. And you know, like the second and third episode, I wasn't too impressed with them. Tonight they came back around full circle, you know. So I'm glad because I picked them as one of my top three teams. You know, they won, but it was all over the place tonight as far as first, second, third, you know, and it was more towards the end of the show, like all the teams. Like, I think as far as Thomas and Joe using that speed pass, it was a good move, absolutely, you know, that they
most
had.
Most definitely.
You know, I thought it was a huge move, and it was a good idea, you know, I mean, so.
Oh, they certainly would have been out if they didn't.
No, yeah, well, you know, the way the show is edited, you don't know. I mean, they make it appear that they might have been, but there were other teams that were still behind them making the tents, so. I would have loved to do that sled going down that mountain. That would have been so cool. But
actually, my father owned the exact same sled, and the sled part of it, the wheel, well, quote-unquote wheels, are practically like ice skates, and I had the worst crash I've ever had on one of those. I mean, I went flying up off a bump and went probably a good 75 feet in the air and landed in a bush.
Oh, my God.
But it was so much fun.
It doesn't appear that anybody got – some guys might have little bumps and bruises, but it didn't appear that anybody got hurt really bad or anything, so.
You know, but the thing that I thought tonight, you know, was like the stuff that they did was – they were really, it was really like, I don't know how to describe it. It was so interesting competition-wise. Like you said in the beginning, it was kind of like, I'm really thinking about the Saners. You see, I thought they had such a good start, you know, the Saners, with being number one, and then to come from last, first to last,
oh, that
I mean,
happens,
how
though.
They did.
That happens. I really thought Mike and Kevin, the father and son, the Asian team, I really thought they were going to pull a Jet and Cord and go from last to first like Jet and Cord did. You know, they almost,
right.
You know, they started off pretty hot on this show. I mean, you know, they went, and then they, even after they sat on that those ice chairs, they still, you know, had a good lead on people. So, I mean, it was a smart move for them to do the 10 because he knew his dad was not going to be able to do that. So, I mean, that was brilliant on their part. So, and they
yeah,
were fun
I really...
They were a fun team to watch, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, there's only one team right now that I am not really excited about watching, and I kind of want to see them lose.
Can I tell you,
that,
can I guess which one it is?
Ron?
I want to say Nick and Vicky.
Is that Team Tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Team Tattoo
I was going to choose
Chad and Stephanie.
Well,
see,
you know, the way they're treating their women, I'm not liking, period. You know, I mean, you know, and when they watch themselves on TV, you know, and see it, I mean, well, it's kind of like when Katie and Brent, you know, when they had their, you know, spats back and forth. But when we were off camera, you didn't really see that part of them, you know. So it's kind of up in the air, you know. But Chad and Stephanie, Chad is a URI graduate. So, He's you know, from Rhode Island, University of Rhode Island. I don't think he's originally from Rhode Island, but he went to the University of Rhode Island. So it's pretty cool. So I mean, you know, but it's nice. Nick and Vicky, I like them because I'm a tattoo guy. You know, I like, but you know, I didn't like the way he was treating her. So
yeah, and that's where you know, in the beginning I thought they were going to be a team to watch, and then you know, the last week. You know, in which somebody was going to call into the show and start last week, but kind of overslept and missed it. I'm not going to say no names or anything.
Right.
We saw their breakdown, and that's where I kind of started to not like him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
Him yelling at her, and then she sounds like she has some sickness to her, or like something like, you know, she's not 100%, you know, healthy. If I remember correctly, or there's something, you know, and I just don't think it was right how he treated her at all, and he's done it again tonight. So I kind of just, you know, it's not the whole tattoo thing or how they look, you know.
It's just that when people do that, they just come off wrong, you know, and it just doesn't, you know, it's not attractive, and it you know, pushes people away as liking you as a team. You know?
Well,
right,
I think Stephanie
like
could
Katie.
Kick Chad's butt, so.
What? I love Jill and Thomas, you know? They started off hot, but they slowed down a little bit, but, you know, they have a cool team to watch, you know?
It's kind of like what you said about Brett and Katie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Brett and Katie was kind of like, you know, they fought with each other. But it wasn't like he wasn't disrespectful to her as much.
There was one time Brent called Katie the C word in front of me and Mike, and we kind of went off on him, you know, because we liked both of them, you know.
Do you tell Brent that he was?
No. Brent's my boy. I wouldn't say it, but we told him, and he apologized, and he, you know, he wouldn't do it. So, so he said, you know, I'm sorry, I won't do that again. You know, like, but no problem, man. But just don't say that again. You know, we respect women, you know, and he respected her very much. So, but I mean, you just don't do that. Period. So,
hey, we got a caller. Let's see what the color is and who what did they have to say? 360, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Louie and Ron and Mandy.
Hi, this is Bunny.
Hi,
and
Bunny.
Hello, Bunny. Hi. Hey, Louie.
You're a first-time caller, right? But you're always in the chat room.
I am in the chat room. I usually don't call. I usually don't call, but I have to tell Louie something.
What's up, babe?
So, Louie,
yes.
I'm very, very active with Pit Bull Rescue. I'm a big advocate of pit bulls.
Okay.
And I adopted a pit bull to this woman in Portland, Oregon, and she adopted about a month ago, a Doberman from a hoarding case, a horrible, horrible hoarding case. Anyway, the dog came with the name Louie, and she says, I can't keep Louie. I don't like Louie. I said, no, you have got to see this. And I played her an episode with you in The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he is so awesome. You've got to keep the name Louie. And so she did, and that's your namesake.
That's awesome. That is
so love
cool.
It.
Tell us
so
thank
just,
you.
You're most welcome. So I wanted to tell you you've got a fan and a dog named after you now.
That's cool. Thank you.
And if you remember, Louie is like a pit bull, actually. He
is. I know. He's more of a pit than a dobie, but still.
we did a picture this week, and I tell you, I'm going to work on getting a reality wrestling match for Louie. That's my goal. I still want to see him. Maybe we can throw a challenge out to Jesse versus Louie, a battle for Michelle. Maybe like Michelle could be the special guest referee or something like that.
That's awesome.
Well, Rupert's getting into wrestling also these days.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Rupert's and he's wrestled a few up in Canada too. So, Bunny, did you watch Tar tonight?
I'm on the West Coast, so I haven't seen it yet. But I just it's my favorite show, and I just called in to tell Louie that he has a big fan and that there's a little wonderfully rescued dog named after him.
Thank you so much.
Kept the name
after. Very cool. That's very
okay.
Cool.
We'll talk to you guys later.
I do have one more
question,
real quick. Let me just ask one more question. Who are you kind of cheering for this year?
Well, so, you know, I heard what you guys just said about the tattoo couple, and I agree with you. When watching the show, I totally, like, I'm like, yuck, yuck. But the fact that they have pit bulls, so, you know, I have to represent them.
That's cool.
Well, I would
That's
like
cool.
the tattoo couple to win, because if she wins, she said she wants to start a hair extension business, and I thought we could help out, you know, a different show's person's hair extensions and, you know,
that
keep it in the family.
That's right.
Oh,
Andy,
so are you
right.
trying
that
to say
funny.
Corey and Rachel would be able to keep up with, I mean, and give, and Brett Michaels, I forgot about Brett, he wears hair extensions too. Yeah, maybe I do want her to win, because I know a few people that wears them, especially that girl from Vegas.
Well, they're from they're from Henderson, which is right next door to Vegas.
So, well,
hey,
Bonnie,
Ron,
thank you for calling in.
I'm going to wish
Ron,
you guys a good night and have a good one, guys.
Thank
you,
Bonnie.
Okay,
love
bye.
You guys.
Because I believe we have maybe a guest caller, because I think our guest caller's on with a 111 number.
He kind of screwed the number up the first time somehow, so... Go ahead. Put him through.
Yeah, I think this is him. And he's. Let me see. Wait, I might have some theme music for us. No, I think I took it off. Anyways, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I didn't screw up the number. Louie gave me the wrong number, but that's
no,
okay.
No, Michael, I gave you the
I'll
exact number.
You know what? I'm going to go with Louie because Louie's called the number at least two or three times, so I know he knows the number.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, how's things going out there anyways?
Pretty good. But, okay, we got one quick question for you.
All right.
So why did you diss us in Vegas and didn't come and hang with me and Mandy?
It killed me to leave my partner and let him go there alone, but a lot of massive work up here. I had a big heroin arrest and had no choice but to. I spent that morning in court. So I would have loved to have gone to Vegas.
Well,
that's
a good excuse.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
Oh,
you
no.
know, I'm taking drugs off the street. I had no choice, you know.
Exactly.
So.
I don't know. Wait till after the show's over with, and I'll say... Or wait till you leave, and I'm just joking. No, that was a good reason.
Taking drugs off the street, my friend. But I heard you guys had a great time.
You're getting lots of hey mics in the chat room.
Hey, did you go to this thing this weekend though? You went
with Louis this weekend. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, that was a great time.
Did you have fun? I mean, other than, are you wanting to do any more charities events like those? Because we sure love to meet you, and that's the best way to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely want to do something. I definitely want to get out there with Louie and do something. You know, it's just, it gets so crazy. I guess I still have teenage kids. I've got an 11-year-old and a 15-year-old, so it still gets a little crazy. I coach a little league plus work like a madman, but I will make the next one for sure.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
easier for it's easier for me to go to these things. My kids are grown up. Mike Therese has young teenagers, you know, and it's a lot of work, you know, going, you know, all the sports things and all that thing. So it's understandable, you know. But Mike wants to come. He'll be out there to one of them, believe him. So
Louis,
everybody asks for Mike.
Right?
Every place I go, Mike, where's Mike? It's like, so.
That is you in the chat room, right?
Yeah, that's me. Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure they know that's actually you. So where should we start with Michael? So are you watching this season?
I am watching this season. It's absolutely driving me crazy. I haven't picked my favorite team yet. I'm going crazy. I like that Chad. You know, Chad has a Rhode Island connection. He went to the University of Rhode Island. But, he's starting to drive me crazy there. Not a good motivator.
He's good, right?
Yeah, he's not a motivator, you know. Getting her out of the zone.
Yeah.
It's so funny that, you know, you mentioned that you went with the Rhode Island teams. And that's how I am usually. I look for my first instinct is to see who's from Chicago.
Right.
And then after Chicago I pick who maybe, you know, is the best. Same with Michelle. I mean, Michelle's the same way, Michelle Costa. She always is cheering on the Rhode Island people.
Right,
you know,
and it's a hometown thing. You want to root for them, but I thought Jill and Thomas made a bad mistake tonight. You know, using that express pass.
I got to disagree with you. I mean, because you don't know where you are. If they had seen those other teams coming there, Mike, at that time, it would have been right. But they didn't. At that point, they didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
I would hold out a little bit on that one. I think I would have held out
really
a little bit on that one.
Do you really – see, I'm with Louie on this one, but do you think we as – I mean, as – do you think – okay, I'm trying to ask this without saying it. I was just going to say, no editing that you guys see that, you know, not your edit, right? Do you think them not knowing – like Louie's kind of saying, they don't know who's really behind. We know as we are seeing the edited version that there's people behind them. Do you think that made a difference in you maybe thinking that you would have waited?
Well, you know what I thought is when they pulled up, I remember pulling up to pit stops and detours and different things, and you see the cars. If I saw as many cars had to have been there at that time, there's no way I would have used it at that point because, you know, you had a few cars. You know, battle it out a little bit. You know, like we were battling out, Louie and I, in Shanghai with the coins and the counting the statues. As long as you know you got someone there, you know you have the element of a catch-up, you know, bad traffic, something. I don't know. I still think they had a shot. You know, they're a fairly competitive team. I thought they would have put that together real quick.
So, guys, again, if you want to call in and ask questions like Bunny did or talk, even comments, if you want us to say, you can talk about their season. 347-237-5506, and just call in and talk to. We have the team, as we called them last year, Team Cops, or Team. I think we always called
detective.
You guys Team Detectives. Yeah, Team Detectives. I can't remember. When did you find out that Jeff Jordan? I mean, did you guys use your detective skills and realize that they were from Big Brother?
We didn't know. People told us. I mean, I don't think we didn't even know Katie until, like, one of them, somebody came up, oh, that's Katie from the internet, you know, with her old Miss Teen USA thing. Then I remember hearing it on Howard Stern about her. As far as Jeff and Jordan, I never watched Big Brother at that point. Mike might have, but I didn't, so I didn't know who they were.
I had seen a little bit of Big Brother, but I wouldn't have recognized them at that point. And it was funny because as soon as they told us that it was Big Brother, I was like, oh, here we go. Yeah, I knew they'd have a lot of fans, and they did.
Not liking me tonight.
So, I mean, hello?
I'm here. You here,
Mike? Okay. I'm here. I'm here, Mike. You there, Mike? Big Ron, you there?
I think Ron's
right,
off
so
the mirror.
You
got
to keep going because sometimes Ron has technical problems, like on the show. But I, what did you,
yeah, but
what
I
did
think
you
what
play,
I'm thinking,
Mike? I thought that sled ride was insane.
I would have loved
ride, I
done that sled
what,
ride.
Do you think we would have did that or the tent? I mean,
no, we would have did the sled ride. You know, you think
oh,
in 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, I think
you knew you could get it done in 2 minutes. You know.
Yeah.
And it was a long battle back up. You know, if you didn't make it, I think you would have been good. But with all the sled riding we've done coming from the Northeast, I think
yeah.
that would have been an easy one.
No, I mean, I remember as kids flying down hills up in Unaconnecticut Park up this way, freaking just flying from the top with no fear. So, I mean, I would have had no fear. You would have had no fear. We would have crushed that one.
Yeah,
but
that was
what about the dog sled thing? That was so cool.
That looked so great. You know what I mean? I felt bad. I mean, Jonathan Connor, they went out. They were annoying me with that singing. But
yeah.
they went out pretty good, nice, classy, happy guys. I was rooting for them, you know, at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, that's what I liked about them. They were, like, you know, like me and you, had me happy
yeah.
and they were having fun with everything like we did, you know.
Yeah, they had a blast.
At least they won a leg before they got bumped out, you know. So that
exactly,
was cool.
Yep, that was cool.
You know,
hey, guys,
and, I, mean,
I think we lost audio for a second.
Okay, we're here. We're just talking right along.
We were just talking just
in case
you didn't.
I don't know how much are they... I'm trying to figure out where we lost you. I mean, I lost audio, but they said they're in the chat room they're lost audio too. So
hey, chat room, did we lose audio or did you hear me and Mike talking?
You're in
there,
right?
I'm looking up at the screen right now.
Yeah, I mean. Okay.
So, I mean,
it's
around well, anyways,
talking about
we were
Jonathan
just talking about how we really like that sled ride thing tonight with the sled. Me and Mike definitely would have did that being from the Northeast and, you know, being from a snowy area. You know, we would have loved to do that. As far as the dog sled, that was a cool event, you know, being pulled by dogs, very cool. So, I mean.
Oh, man, Blog Talk's been messing up all the time lately. It seems like I'm going to have to either find me a new phone site or something because I think they've lost us altogether. It's not just so. Give me a second, guys.
All right, take
if they can't hear us, this talk is going to be a waste of time.
I can hear now.
Okay,
Sue said
you can hear us.
She says I can hear you. All right.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Okay, back to the interviews and talks and whatever we want to call it right now. It totally went. Did you guys not go? You two kept on talking. I mean,
oh, we
kept
straight through.
Like,
yeah, we went straight through because I remember Ron. I remember one time with you and Michelle, and all of a sudden I could hear just me and Michelle, and Michelle just kept on going. So I mean, I did what
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, but this time this is the funny part about it is I never lost the internet.
Oh, I mean.
I didn't lose the phone, and
okay.
So it was. I don't know how you guys got saved from the Blog Talk zap, and you know everyone else got it because Mandy got lost too. But,
hey, hey, Ron. So what do you think about me and Mike? No, because Kid Shacky right now in the talk room is saying it. And what do you think of us as on the All Stars? They should definitely pick us, right?
You know what's going to be hard about All-Stars, and I'm going to come up straight with it. I think you guys deserve it because you finished in the top, you know, of your show.
Yep.
And but the problem that I'm going to see with All-Stars is, you know, Brett and Katie ain't going to want to come back together. So they're going to be okay. You know, you're going to be able to, you know, get rid of them. If they bring back the winners, Dan and Jordan is probably one of the most popular teams there was.
Really?
And
Dan and Jordan, you think?
Dan, you mean Jet and Cord, maybe?
Yeah, Dan
okay,
and Jordan.
Yeah.
We didn't see them. They were popular. And they got blasted at the end. And we liked them, but they got beat up on the internet.
We liked Dan and Jordan. I mean, they're from Rhode Island. People tend to pull more towards me and Mike and Jet and Cord. And as far as...
I agree with... That's what I was just going to say. It's, if they bring back a winning team, though... I don't know. I mean... So, if they bring back the winning team that season, okay, that's the first team, okay?
Yeah.
I say, if they don't bring them back, I definitely think you're in. And if Jeff and Jordan decides to want to do it.
Right, Jeff and Jordan, they love Jeff and Jordan. Plus the Cowboys. Yeah. The Cowboys, everybody loves
the Cowboys
as well.
A lock from your season, I'm thinking. And this is where I'm saying, I mean, you're probably the third going in when it comes to if they want a winning team or if they don't want a winning team.
Right.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And if Jeff and Jordan decides. But I think Cowboys will outdo you guys by a nose hair when it comes to popularity.
Well, thank you.
You know what I mean?
Very nice of you.
Yeah, and I can see that. They definitely, I mean, they came coming into this, they had hundreds and thousands of fans. You know what I mean? They had a big group of fans coming into this, just being the Bull Riders. We had a chance, Louie and I had a chance to go see Cord Bull Ride. That was pretty sick. Yeah, that was pretty sick.
But as far as
Brett and Katie, Brett, they're not even together anymore. I'm pretty sure you know this already. And
what do you think? I wanted to smack on her all through Vegas. I was just going to say this. This is what I was just going to say. As going into last season, Jeff and Jordan was my favorite team because I'm a big brother, you know, huge fan, and Jeff's a homeboy from Chicago, so I had to go with the Chicago team, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but I was one out of a million fans of the show.
Yep.
I was one out of a million fans of the show that actually liked Katie and Brett because I liked, you know, Katie.
You're only human.
She
was beautiful. And Mike, before you got on, we were talking about how, you know, like tonight with Chad and Stephanie, how we were speaking to her, and I was telling them how Brent used the C word one time in front of me and you to Katie, and, you know, me and you kind of lost it out of it, but he never said anything after that. But, I mean, other than that, we never ever seen other teams act that way towards each other until we started watching it on TV.
Right,
you know?
that was a weird part about watching that show, because you didn't see anyone fight. You didn't see Brandy and Carol go at each other as much as that they did then. It was pretty crazy, you know, because they had a great edit, and you're like, okay. So it was cool to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Ron, on this year's Big Brother, who was your favorite this year?
From Big Brother?
This season, Jeff.
Oh, man. I started out... My pick to win was Rachel in the beginning. Okay?
Oh, bravo.
Wait. And then I became... that just started to irritate me, the whole showmance. And I liked them. And now that I've met them, so it's kind of like, yeah, I love, you know, Brandon and Rachel. They're cool people. Brittany was funny, so I started to towards Brittany as just somebody funny, you know what I mean? But Hayden, I liked Hayden too, and Matt was, I really, as a host, sometimes I try not to pick favorites, but those are kind of like the ones that I kind of cheered for. Kristen, you know?
Yeah.
Does that answer you?
Yeah, kind of. You don't want to say it already, but but that Rachel, I was going with Rachel. She was driving me crazy.
Oh yeah, see, in the beginning, I looked at her pre things and I thought she was gonna. She seemed like she was gonna be one that could win, and and then showman's. She even missed that the showman's kind of wrecked her gameplay, so...
Right off the bat, yeah, that killed them. Because they were too strong. The two of them were too strong competitors. And, you know, that's definitely... Someone's going to break that up right off the bat. That's why I liked Hayden and Kristen keeping their secret. They did a good job.
Right. And, like I said, after meeting everyone, I've pretty much met them and talked to everyone. I really, you know, they're all cool people that I've met, you know what I mean, and talked to, so... I mean, I kind of like Matt because of Chicago, and I didn't have a problem with Matt this year. But Brittany made me laugh, and Lane and Brittany together was hilarious. You know.
Oh yeah, that was a great combination. Great chemistry, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, but there was. It's kind of like even it's maybe the past even. Really, the three shows I watch, the three big ones from CBS, let's just talk about them. Survivor, Big Brother, and The Amazing Race. There's not really been a team that or a person that has wowed me, you know, this season. You know, this year
yeah,
of season.
I agree with you on that one. Not one team is wowing me on this season at all. I agree.
Yeah.
Same thing with Survivor. Nothing's
way.
Kicking in this year on Survivor either. I haven't picked one guy to say this guy's going to stand out.
You know, not until they kick Jimmy Johnson out. I mean, they really. Now, I'm curious to see what happens on Survivor this week as far as. His name is beside me right now, but the guy with the gray hair standing straight up.
Marty?
I guess it's going to. What is it?
You mean
Marty?
My favorite, Marty?
He's the one that's going to say he's a chess player, a master chess player. Is that the one? The guy, he's kind of arrogant. Is that the guy?
Marty.
Yeah, Marty.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, he may be somebody, you know, but by him giving up that he's a chess player, a master chess player, I think that might be a mistake.
I do.
You know, that
I don't know. You know what? I think those young guys are going to vote off those old ones one at a time. Now, this week's going to be elimination, save yourself. So I think the young people are just going to take out the old people one at a time.
I got a chat question, and I have to take this chat question. The chat question was for me. If I could be on any reality show, which one would it be on? Most definitely The Bachelorette. I mean,
The Bachelorette.
I want to go for the woman. Okay, I would have said something like...
That is funny, man. That is funny.
Or any dating one, you know, any dating show. So, yeah. I have signed up for MasterChef. I've put my application in for The Apprentice before. So.
Yeah, I would love The Apprentice. I think it's killing me that Richard Hatch gets to do The Apprentice this year. I'm hearing Richard's doing it, and I'm like, I would love to do The Apprentice.
Yeah. So. I was going to talk about that, actually. Louis, did you see that Richard Hatch is doing The Apprentice? You met him over the weekend.
I met him at an internet radio talk show here in Rhode Island, and we were talking, and he told me about it. And, God bless him, whatever. It is what it is, you know. I want to get on Survivor. That's the show I originally applied for. You know, I want that to happen, but we'll see.
So you originally applied for a Survivor. Did you apply?
Yeah.
Did Erica Landon see you then? Is that one of the people
Erica,
that...
No, it was Lynn Spillman had called me, and she was the one who started it all off. And she called me up. She sent me an email saying, after they didn't choose me for Survivor, it was during the fans versus favorite season. I got a call. I mean, I didn't have my passport at the time. Don't know if that's the reason why they didn't pick me, blah, 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 but they didn't pick me. And almost 2 years later, to the day, did I get an email saying casting for The Amazing Race. Would you be interested to do it with another detective? And it didn't take much, figuring out to pick Mike. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, I understand why you picked Mike. I mean, and one thing I've learned from talking to Amazing Race people is you have to have a good story. And what other way of, you know, picking two detectives from Rhode Island, you know, and that's a great story behind it. I mean, they do look, I mean, you can't, somebody even told, I think, didn't they tell you, Mandy, is that you need to figure out some kind of, you know.
Yeah, like a stick or something that will give you a good background story. Yeah, I mean, me and you and Adam were speaking.
Right. I mean, that's. Do you guys agree with that comments?
Yeah, we definitely think they got to have something. It's got to be something more than just the two brothers. You know, this year, with our season, it was the gay brother and the straight brother. You know, one didn't like to travel. There's always got to be something. You know what I mean? I always feel that. You know, and the teams that don't have anything seem to just fade away. It's kind of weird, you know.
Now, here's the question. And Michael sounds like he's a Big Brother fan, so he might understand this more. And Louis, you probably watched more of this season, maybe. Did you watch
this
season at all?
I watched more of this one than I did the past ones. Correct. No.
Yeah. So have you heard that, like, when going into the diary room, they like manipulate the guest, the house guest, and they kind of say, you know, like, they tell them a little, you know, ways to go. See, with the Amazing Race, this is the difference between Big Brother and Amazing Race, I'm saying, is with Amazing Race, you really can't get manipulated by who wins the race. And do you understand what I'm trying to get at? The
producers I got you. What you're saying basically is, you know, the race is the race, and you get to talk afterwards. There's no voting. There's really, you know, other than what we did in the U-turn, you can't control anyone else's destiny unless you help them. Like we helped the brothers, you know, like tonight, they told Mallory about the tickets. That's the only way you can really help somebody, but you really can't hurt anybody. You know what's weird about the producers on this show? They keep it so real in those interviews after. Like, they don't try and plot you up against. They ask you some questions, and the questions come out. But if they see you that you don't like somebody, they know how to get it out of you, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
That's their job.
And I think that's the thing. And what do you think about editing for the Amazing Race? I mean,
I think it's incredible, Ron.
The truest edit I've ever seen.
But then to edit a whole day into 1 hour is incredible. I mean, their editors are freaking, you know, no wonder they won awards several years in a row, you know.
Yeah, but it's so true. I mean, almost all the things happen just as they happen, you know, and you say to yourself, you know, how'd they get that? You take it all to 1 hour. That scene in France when we were in there with the bombing and everything, to get that Katie and Brent missed, you know, going to the clue box, and there was so much to get there, you know, and you're like, they put it all down into 1 hour. They do a great job.
Hey,
in
the chat room, Mr. No Pants wants me to say he wants to try out for Survivor. But there was somebody else, which I just slipped by the name, but they're asking about, like, in between scenes, we're not allowed to talk to other teams. Me and Mike got yelled at so much because we would constantly, like, try to talk to the other team, you know, say, how you do, how'd you do, how'd you make out, what place did you make? And it was almost like we were in school, and me and Mike actually got put on another table one time and said, you guys got to be quiet. Like, so, but we're not allowed, you're not, between legs of the race, you're not allowed to speak to each other. And it all makes sense because they want to save everything for the camera, you know, but they don't want to, you know, all
right,
of a sudden
there's no off-camera, friendships
yeah.
built, nothing like that.
No, it's all old news, you know, it's not like, you know, that's that. So,
you know what, I know what Louis actually was doing. Louis was going up to Katie and say, hey, you got my digits? You want to go and spend a little time? Yeah,
hey, Ron, you appreciate this story. When we were in the Seychelles Islands, we had to stay in bungalows, okay, that overlooked the Indian Ocean, and it was beautiful. But we went to lunch, and Brent was there, and I go, where's Katie? Oh, she's at the room, blah, blah, blah. She goes, and he's telling us, he goes, yeah, her panties dropped off the ledge. She was drying them out, and they dropped off the ledge, right? So we're all. I go, did you go get them? Do you need me to go get them? No. He went and got them. He went down this embankment and got the panties. But it was funny. We're all going back to the room, looking over the ledge to see if we could see Katie's panties. But it was pretty hilarious. I guess you had.
I know what panties you were looking for. Actually, you were looking for the lesbians.
Ba-da-boom.
But you know what? We haven't talked about them, and that's something. I mean, I'm having fun tonight. It's kind of fun because I would like to have callers, and sometimes we get callers, sometimes we don't. So it's kind of like, you know, sometimes they're chicken, not chicken, but they're scared to call in. And I want to say thank you for Jody for finally making it into the chat room too. I was reading her story.
Hi, Jody.
But what I was going to say is the lesbians. You know, the one thing I always find funny was that last show, and I've talked to Jeff about this, and I've talked to other people. I even asked Katie what her opinion. But when they went off on Katie and Brett, what are you guys both thinking? I think I've talked to you guys about it too, actually, on Nikki's show.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I can't remember.
Ron, as far as what I was thinking, and I said it on the air, and then they did put it on, I was embarrassed for Brandy at that point because, you're in your 40s, and these are children. Well, you're talking down at them. You're yelling at them. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing our age group. She needed to grow up at that point, but, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, and that's what I said to her. She was so embarrassed, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, later on, I think I said this in the last interview with you, is Carol went home that night, and I don't think they ever went back together again. I mean, it was pretty crazy. You don't act like that.
I will have to definitely say the lesbians were not, if I had to pick my least favorite people to ever run the race, they would be on the bottom 10, definitely.
Yeah.
Just the way they acted at the end. And
they were so hateful.
Can't believe it.
Hateful. It just, it came through like shining bright light.
But, Mandy, you want to hear something funny, though? I mean, when we weren't racing, Brandy was the real friendly one. I mean, and Carol was the one that was kind of like to herself in a way. But Brandy was very, until we watched it on TV, you're like, oh, my God. She was acting like a bitch at times. And you're like, and Carol was actually the one that was being really nice, So it was kind of weird. So.
Yeah, it was totally threw you off because we kept saying, oh, Brandy seems kind of nice, I got along good with her. And when you ever saw her on the race afterwards, when she went crazy on Katie, we're like, boy, that was out of character. We thought Carol would, But Carol actually was pretty classy, She just wanted to go home and end the race.
Yep.
Okay, I have to laugh in the chat room. Mr. Norman Fans, you didn't win no T-shirt because I only have them for sale and no one buys them. So until, people start buying them, maybe I'll start selling them or giving one on the way, but yeah, you can buy them at Zizzle.com, just to let you know. I do have Rad Reality Shows shirts out there. Sorry for the ad. But that's what I can't say.
We can't give him a shirt because he doesn't wear any pants. Maybe we should give him some pants.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Mr. No Pants needs that shirt probably because he has no pants on.
He has no pants on. He needs a shirt. Exactly. I was going to say that. You beat me to it.
Maybe he can wear it as a skirt.
But how do you love the show, how it goes from extreme heat to extreme cold?
That was awesome. I love tonight's show. Tonight's show was one of my favorites. I mean, when it comes to the whole task and what you just said, you send them down to the hottest place in the world, and then you send them up all the way to the coldest place. What a way to...
Exactly. It's pretty cool. I mean, it was beautiful there. I would have loved to go to Iceland. But, it's funny. When me and Mike, when we finished the first leg in Santiago, Chile, and we got onto the mat, and our bags were heavy at that point, and we got on that mat, and Phil's standing there, and he's like, what are you guys carrying? And I said to Phil, look, I've been watching this show back when you had hair on your head, and the whole crew and everybody started laughing, and he's like, what did you just say? I'm carrying stuff because you don't only just go to hot places, you go to cold places too, and I'm not going to freeze, it was it was a good experience. I mean, it was like, but me and Mike had gotten rid of a ton of stuff. We had gotten rid of our
left stuff all over the world. We started in Miami, Santiago, everywhere.
Miami airport. Even in the Seychelles Islands, I left stuff in the bedroom just to lighten my load, each time, because it was just too much.
Big John, a.k.a. Dan, he just said he spent 2 years in Iceland with the Navy.
Yeah, I see that, yeah. God bless him.
Yeah, I would definitely love to go there.
Yeah, I would too. I would love to. I've never traveled outside of the USA. And Sweden and that area up there. I would love to visit. What I was going to say,
I hear the women are beautiful, Ron.
I think women are beautiful everywhere, so it's okay. I'm just being truthful. I mean,
that's it.
I mean,
absolutely.
I'm up here with a couple of cats.
We know where the beautifulest women are. It's from Chicagoland, you know,
oh, really?
From the northern Illinois. But you know, after that, you know, there's women. Women are beautiful any way they want. Okay, we won't. This show always gets to go that way, so it's okay. Okay, someone was asking a question, and I wanted to ask it. I know, Louie, you're going to play poker in Vegas.
Yes, I am.
Michael, are you going to join him maybe to play poker in Vegas?
No, I did not get invited to play poker, but that's good because I am the worst poker player. If they were playing blackjack, I'd be there. So that's why we went to the in Argentina, when they said you got to play poker, Louie's like, I'm in. I'm like, okay, good, because I have no clue. I'm horrible at poker.
Uh-oh. Poker player down.
I do want to – oh, we'll wait to talk about that. I was going to mention Relay, the one that's coming up in April, too, that I see that you're involved in. It's called,
yep.
I think, Reality Relay.
Yeah, yeah. Reality Relay, that's
Temecula.
Kind of like what we did here in Rhode Island with the Children's Wishes. That one will probably be a little more organized, I believe. But as you know, we're going to be heading out there in April, and that's with Granny, right? What's her e-Granny? Is her email name? But what's her real name?
Yeah,
she was on Survivor.
It's Jillian
Watson.
Survivor.
Right,
yeah,
right.
She's going to be on my show Thursday, and that's one reason I bring this up. Was actually, it's a good transition of saying, you know, that I'm going to be starting to plug that more often within the next, you know, every so often. And I noticed that you were on the list. So
yep.
Definitely it's something to start planning. It's in April. It looks huge. April. I can't remember the dates, but like I said, Jillian's going to be on Thursday. Ashley's going to try to call in, but she's in the middle of the ocean. In a boat. So she didn't know if she'll be able to call in. But that's
hey, Ron, if you give me a reminder, I'll call in during that show, you know, to chat with Jillian and stuff. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean, right now, yeah, I'll try to do that. And also, she's going to bring a couple other buddies, I think, too. And we're going to, you know, start working on having some more people as this season goes on. And this is the cool part. And I really do want to say thank you. Michael, I'm going to take a second and say thank you to Louie, and say thank you to you, first of all, for calling in tonight for the first. This is actually our first show as my co-host, and sitting in and recapping the show. And tonight we've jumped all over the world of reality TV, and that's what it's all about. And as I was with Ashley the other Thursday, me and Louie will learn each other a little bit more. And
exactly.
We've done good tonight, and same with Ashley. I mean, we kind of was rusty. You know, me and Michelle has it down to a T. She knows when to interrupt me and when not to interrupt me, and I know when not to interrupt her. But we haven't had that issues, but I'm just saying we get to know each other, and I'm looking forward to spending time and talking each Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
so I just
thank
wanted
you
to make
so much
sure.
For having me, and you know, thank you to everybody in the chat room that, you know, that's recognizing that I'm out here and Mike's here, so it's pretty cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward, because the one thing, like it was when I mentioned it to you, was it's going to be nice to be able to, you know, we'll have some other guests call in, you know, too, and we can talk, you know, about, you know, we're hoping to get Katie on one week.
Yeah, well, I put a message out there. She's really busy, and when she does reach back to me, I am going to, I'm going to ask Katie next Sunday night, blah, 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 I'm going to shoot you a text.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, come on the show for 15, 20 minutes. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be the whole show, you know, just and come out,
no.
You know, and do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr.
NoPants
says thank you, Mike, for being on the show.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, Michael, are you ready to go? If you need to go, just let us know. I didn't really talk about time with him tonight. I was going to say that if you have somebody that you want on the show, too, even if it's a past, you know, not from last season, past, and we'll work on the people that have been kicked off now that you know, now that I have Louie on the show, when I go to Amazing Race, people, they'll probably, you know, look at me more legit and epic. Okay. So that's something. I'm just saying. I'm being serious. I mean, with Big Brother, I think that's one reason I was able to pull the Big Brother people off this year.
The winners of last year, Megan and Shane, I got their numbers. I got, there's Jody from a couple of seasons ago. I mean,
right.
Lauren, that
we'll
I met,
get some
so.
Of the new people calling in, too, from this season. What I'm trying to get at is I'm hoping to get some of them to pop in. And I know Michael, Mary, and so this is going to be the happening place after the Amazing Race. So, Michael, you got any last words before we let you go real quick?
Well, you guys are doing great. I wish you guys luck together. And any time, I'll call in any time you need me to, and that's it. You guys, I'll see you guys.
Yeah, baby.
You can call in whenever you want.
All right, Ron,
most
take
definitely.
Care.
Thank you.
I will. I'll call in again. You guys
later,
take care. And, Louie, you're doing a great job. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, baby. Love you,
all
brother.
All right, bye.
Hey, Ron, I just got a text from Allie, and she said she's sorry, so maybe we can get her next week. But Steve Smitty, was just inducted into the Pepperdine Hall of Fame tonight. So hopefully I'm going to be in touch with her as well. She's a sweet kid. I don't know if you've met. Did you meet her in Vegas?
Yeah, I met her in Vegas. I mean, kind of was a little embarrassed because she was one I recognized after I said it was during the red carpet when I first talked to her.
Right.
And she comes up to me and she goes, and I don't remember her. I mean, I didn't remember her off the first of my head who
right,
she was.
Right.
And then I'm like, after she said who she was, I'm like, duh, I remember. So, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
No, she's a good kid. And I'm sure she'll do it. But as far, you know, we can get her and, you know, and maybe even Steve Smith because, you know, he'll do it. He's a cool guy. Smitty's a really cool guy. He's a quagga. You know, not everybody has that recognizable face like me with this mustache, you know what I mean? People love the mustache. They're like, they're in the chat room going, you never shave off the mustache. It's famous.
and we will have, I'll like I said, I have some other people. Ken and Tina have been wanting to get back on the show. And what I'm trying to get at is, I'm looking forward to Sunday nights. That's the only reason I brought it up is I do thank you for joining me on this show. And Monday nights with Michelle Castanow, that's been going on for almost over a year now. And it actually has been almost a year, I think, with that one. It seems like, but she's from the beginning, so she's always going to be, you know, part of the show. And I talked to Annie today. She ain't going to be able to do it this coming Tuesday, but Annie's joining me on Tuesdays once she can get her work schedule worked out and everything. So I'm looking forward to that.
Love Annie. Annie's a sweetheart. What a good kid she is. Oh, my God. Love her. Sweetheart. Can't say more about her.
Oh.
And Michelle's
yeah,
my girl. Michelle's
yeah,
my girl from
Annie's
Rhode Island.
And Annie's going to be part of it? You there? Can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Annie's going to be on Tuesday nights now.
Okay,
it did
cool.
Again. It killed Mandy and me for a second and then kept you there. and then Thursday, I got Ashley Traynor. I know you've met her at Virginia. Didn't you meet Ashley?
Ashley, yes.
From Survivor?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she's going to be on Thursday night, so...
Okay.
Oh, man, the show's really getting good. And
really
blown
up for you, man. I'm happy for you, man. You're a really nice kid. You're a great guy, man. It was a pleasure.
Oh,
it was a pleasure to meet you, and I'm glad you're giving me this opportunity. I appreciate it. So.
No, and I say thank you for you, too, and this is kind of where, you know, and if you guys, I'm working on getting a sponsor, but for right now, if you guys, if you guys want to visit www.theradrealityshow.com, you can donate there, too, if you guys want to donate to help, you know, keep, maybe Block Talk needs some more money because it seems like it cut off twice on me tonight. Maybe I need to, you know, slip them some cash. I actually think that's funny, too, because I've never had this much issues, and I know it's not my internet, because I paid my bill today. But
you're killing me.
My goal is to do more than just Amazing Race, and I know you watch more than Amazing Race, so maybe we can even get some other stuff, and as we go on, we'll start, you know, hitting other ideals, and I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to
yeah.
maybe bring some, maybe, you know, some other, you know, guests other than just Amazing Racers. Once maybe Amazing Race gets down to the finals and everything, we can continue. So I'm going to go ahead and let's close it off the show tonight. I was hoping Mandy would get back. But usually Sunday night is going to be an hour to a little bit over. Like tonight, I gave us a little hiccup. But most of the time it's going to be an hour or so, unless we have a big guest. If we get a big guest and they want to stay on, you know, or if something happens. But we're
pretty whatever it takes, Ron. We'll rock and roll it, baby. We'll do it. We can rock it.
We're pretty much done talking Amazing Race. I mean, did you want to plug anything that's happening this week that you need to, you know, get people to, you know, check out?
No, this week's quiet, so I appreciate that. But when I will have things coming up that I'll need to plug, and I will do it. So, but this week is good. This week I get to actually kick back and relax and just do crime fighting, and you know, and fam, and you know, take care of my, you know, family. But other than that, nothing else. So.
Hey, you know what will be interesting, and I'm going to work on this, is get Cassie to call. What we need to do is one Sunday night is do a all top show.
Okay.
And have you and Kathy from Big Brother, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe a couple other people that were maybe police enforcement people, and we talk, you know, reality with the twist of maybe a little twist of real reality. Because that's one thing I've always wanted to do is I don't want just to be the typical reality show where we just talk reality TV. We can talk reality. I mean, that's one thing I love about you, Louie, is you fight for the reality of, you know, every day, you know, with the cops. And we've seen that with shows like Cops even, you know, what you go through. And I know you're a detective.
Yeah.
So it's probably even a harder.
Yeah.
Not
is,
harder,
because
but
we, you know,
more.
We don't wear a uniform, so we deal with a different walk of life when we do odd things. You know, we're crashing through doors, and you know, and our job is extremely dangerous. But I mean, I love every minute of it, so I wouldn't change it for anything. So,
yeah, Jack, you don't know who he is, maybe, but Jack was from Big Brother. Okay, I'm getting a brain freeze. I think it's 4. Yeah, it's 4. Jack was from Big Brother 4. And he was in the FBI, and he's one of my friends from the, you know, from Big Brother that, you know, it's a different case. I mean, different, all these branches, but, you know, you get to sit here and that's about, you know, and I thank you, you know, for everything you do. So,
thank you very much. I appreciate that, man.
Maybe you
want
to say goodnight to everyone?
Good night, everyone, good night. Into the chat room. Thank you for coming. Good night, Louie. I'll see you
good night,
on Twitter.
Mandy, don't dream about me, Mandy.
Oh,
knock it off.
That's my fan.
Hey, thank you, everybody in the chat room. You know, it's really cool, so thank you.
Yeah, and sometimes, I think once we, sometimes with this show, it's been flipping, flopping all around with the times. But now that I've set the time to 10 o'clock and there's no, I'm not going to switch no more. It's just going to be 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I think more people will start remembering to come. Plus, it's so hard. It's so hard with, I think, West Coast. So lots of people listen to the podcast. And this is something, if you listen to the podcast and you can't make it live to these shows, drop me a line and ask questions. You know, if you see something that you've seen on like a past show, you know, like Amazing Race, pop me a question. Or if you see I have a guest calling in, you know, you can call, you can write me. You know, write me a letter or write Louie even and say, hey, you know, what do you think of the tattoo people and blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you can listen to the show afterwards. Just tell us who you are. And Mandy's available for that too. So.
Cool.
And speaking of that, you know, we have some changes coming, and I'm looking forward to them because they're all positive. So thank you, Lily. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you, Michael, for being it. I'm gonna play my new drop from The House Rodent because I love it for tomorrow night. Because tomorrow night at 7 p.m. we will have Corn Fed, and I'm working on a second person from I Love Money. So tomorrow night is gonna be VH1 I Love Money, and me and Michelle will be having Corn Fed, and we're hoping to have one other maybe or two. Other from I Love Money.
Nice.
So here it is, and then we'll close with a song for Jen Frog.
Hey, 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 House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costas, Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked his full pillows and had trouble saying water.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, H.R., and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, Squirrel, I'm going to shake your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, H.R.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy night, you stupid squirrel. It's just another Manic Monday. A
you're gonna make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle H.R.
Well, I love that. Louie, see you in the see you on the flip side. Mandy, see you, and I want to meet you too and go off with a song.
Hey, Mandy, Ron, love you guys. Have a great night.
You too, Louie.
Peace.
Here's a song for Jen Frog because she wants to always hear him. And also it's a song that it's something I love to do and something to think about for tonight, today being Sunday.
let me go.